Stars so high above my dad and I think I was three. And that was the night my daddy taught me to see. The love of a father, the love of his child. Together they are one, yeah. Five 5,000 feet high, my daddy loved to fly. I think I was 10. He said, take the wheel, see how she feels. That airplane was like his friend. The love of a father, the love of his child. And when they're together, they are one, yeah. Natural for us to hit heads, but we will get through, me and you, and that's what we did. Goodbyes with tears in our eyes. Peace filled our hearts. And I think we both knew this wasn't through. But Dad, I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you very much.
We're Brotherly Mud. Thanks for having us.
Brotherly Mud. See, now you know why Nat brought him into the family immediately upon hearing them, right? We're going to hear a lot more from them, which I am looking forward to. All right, so our next friends we have met. She's worn a lot of different hats in the music business, I think we could say. Besides being a singer-songwriter from San Francisco, you may have encountered her as, for a long time, she worked with a little festival called the High Sierra Music Festival. Some of you might have heard of that one, right? She is here today with Jordan Feinstein on the keys.
Thank you.
Looks like Mike Myers. Here on the saxophone, please give it up for Paige Clement, friends.
Hey there. San Francisco. So, I can say hello to San Francisco because I'm no longer in San Francisco. I recently moved up here from, or down, I moved up to Novato. So I've migrated north, like a lot of other artists. And I'm talking about this because I'm going to play a somewhat controversial song, because it feels controversial to be playing a song about breaking up with San Francisco to a San Francisco crowd. But some of you may be able to relate. So this song's called San Francisco.